Hey everyone, and welcome to Hollywood Soup. This is Dizzy D, and thank you for tuning in to Penguin Radio to hear all about entertainment news, celebrity gossip, new movie releases, and popular music. I have a lot of things in store for you today, including my segments called Movie Monday, True or False, Tunes Talk, and The Dirty Deets. So throughout the show today, I will be covering Toys R Us action figures, the song Trumpets, and Who Wears Toupees. So I hope that you are ready because this is the start of an exciting show. And now I will jump into my first segment, Movie Monday. So on Saturday night, I went to go see the movie St. Vincent. It was directed and written by Theodore Melfi, and it was also his first film. So in the beginning of the movie, we see this old man named Vin, who is played by Bill Murray. And he just plays a drunk, grumpy old man. And this single mom, played by Melissa McCarthy, is going through a divorce, and she moves in next door with her little boy son, Oliver, who is played by Jaden Liberher. And she, you know, works a lot, so Vin ultimately becomes Oliver's babysitter, but Vin isn't really the greatest influence on Oliver. So he, throughout the movie, we see him, you know, interact with this little boy, and he takes him to the bars and the horse races, and he's always hanging around this girl. Her name's Donica, who's played by Naomi Watts, who's this pregnant stripper. And throughout the entire movie, Vin teaches Oliver pretty much how to grow up and become, you know, a young man and defend himself. And then we see the bond that these two have throughout the film as well. So I have an interview for you all from the director and the writer of the film, Theodore Melfi. And it's his first film, and I think it's really interesting to hear his perspective from what the film means to him and how he wanted to portray these characters that he chose during the film. So here we go.
Task with Vin is to have this young boy get under his skin in such a way that the young boy shows him how much value he has. And then he wakes up one day and goes, my life has meaning, and it means something, and it meant something all along. And I did a lot of good things amongst all the bad things, but I did a lot of good things. I took care of people, and I took care of my wife, and I took care of my country. I'm a veteran, and I saved people in the war. And over the years, the crust has piled on, and the scabs have piled on, but underneath that is a saint. And that's what St. Vincent's about. It's about everyday people who think, I've done nothing good. My life has been for waste or for nothing. And to look at that and say, no, every human being on this planet is valuable. You know, working with Bill on this, I've realized Bill's a saint. Bill's a saint. He's the most generous human being I think I've ever met. He'll stop and talk to anyone at any time. He spent many, 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 many hours talking to people on streets and war veterans and firemen and taking pictures. And he's just the most giving, he's a saint. He gives of himself, almost never says, no, I don't have time for that. Almost never turns down a photograph or a handshake or a chance to meet someone that's there. They don't have to be interesting or uninteresting. Just to meet another human is what I think Bill Murray sparks to, and what is so beautiful about him as a human being. And you think of an old curmudgeon, and you think of a guy who can actually play the line between being absolutely hated and totally understood and loved in the same moment. There's not many people who can do that. I don't know. And there's definitely not many people that can do it better. And Jaden is just an exceptional exceptional human. I mean, to me, he's a little Bill Murray in his humanity. He understands people. He understands how to react. He understands how not to act. He doesn't try. He's fully present at all times, and he's still, and he's calm. And really, that still and calm is irreplaceable. I mean, really, does anyone need to say anything anymore about Melissa McCarthy besides that she can do anything? I mean, anything. And sure, she's doing comedy right now, and sure, the world sees her, is seeing her in that comedic light. She's got a river so deep for drama, it's staggering. And we have just touched the iceberg with who Melissa McCarthy is and what she can do and where she will go. Harvey Weinstein was the one who kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And Naomi Watts, and I said to him, I go, I love Naomi Watts. I go, I think Naomi Watts is brilliant, but she's not known for this kind of thing. This kind of, you know, this is a lot to ask. She's comedically one of the cornerstones of this film. And he said, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. And on and on and on. And then he forced me. No, he didn't. But a lot of trust me, trust me, trust me. So I said, you know what? I'll meet with her because I think the world of her anyway. And I met with her and spent an hour with her over a cup of tea. And I just got the sense that, the same sense I got with Melissa, is that there's a lot more than we know and that the public knows and that even the film community knows of Naomi Watts. And I'll tell you right now, Naomi Watts is hilarious. Here's a Chris O'Dowd, who I think is like, just being around Chris, he's just a good man. And he had only 4 days on this film, and in the middle of shooting a TV series, and so he'd fly in on the red eye, come to set, and work 12 hours in a row, or 14 hours in a row. No one could have done it like he did it, as effectively, as beautifully, as fully realized as he did it in that short time with no sleep. And just everyone said, oh, thank God, if this was anyone else but Chris O'Dowd, how would we get through this scene? He just, you know, I can't speak enough about him.
So he talks about a few actors in the film, and now I wanted to talk about them because there's a couple of them that just really stood out to me throughout the entire film. And obviously, first off, Bill Murray is brilliant in this film. He's just so honest and funny, and the relationship that he has with Jaden Liberher? I think that's how you pronounce his name. But it's just so real, and you really get the sense that this young boy changes him throughout the entire film, and I think just the way he acted was completely honest and real. So, moving on to Jaden Liberher, he is just the cutest little boy, and he honestly was the perfect person to play this part, and I think that he'll be going to many places. And I think we'll see him in a lot more movies in the future, maybe some TV, I don't know. But he's just so cute, so funny, and I really, really like him a lot. He's like 11 or 12, and he's just super cute. And when watching this movie, I just wanted to pinch his cheeks and hug him because he was just so adorable. And I think that no other person could play the part as well as he did. So, moving on to Melissa McCarthy, I thought she was awesome. It was really cool to see her playing more of a dramatic role because, I mean, there was definitely a lot more, there was a lot of funny parts, but there were subtle, and she would say a joke, but it wasn't like when she was in Bridesmaids or Tammy, but she played, you know, the responsible mother figure that was trying everything that she could do for her son. And I think that she really proved herself to be a very versatile actress, and I think it was really cool. I think it was more serious than she normally acts, you know. And speaking of Melissa McCarthy, I have another interview that cheated last week with Ellen DeGeneres, and I thought it would be fun to play because she talks about how she first met Bill Murray on the set of this movie, and she's just super funny. So I thought I would share it with you. So here we go.
Had you met Bill Murray before?
I had never met him before, and my God, he looms bizarrely large for me. It's with SNL and Chicago, and I think he's one of our best actors, and it's his subtlety.
Yeah.
He's so amazing, but I was freakishly nervous to meet him. And I kept, my mind was spinning. I was like, God, don't quote a movie, but don't act like you don't know a movie. And don't say SNL, but if he brings up SNL, I mean, don't act like you don't know he was on. Like, I kept thinking of things and then negating it. Like, don't try to be funny, but don't make him think you're not funny. And don't try to be smart. Oh, God, he'll destroy you. I was literally spinning out. And, like, Kate, who does my makeup, was just like, okay, like kind of like tapping my chest to calm me down. I was like, oh God. And he came in the trailer because I don't know what to say to him. And I was like, and I'm trying not to freak out. And he beelines very quickly towards me, and it like threw me off. And the next thing I knew, he was turning me and lifting my arms. And at one point he's like, you're shorter and yet very much taller than I expect. He was bending me over. He had a leg up behind me. And it like literally, it was one point he was down on his hands and knees. He's like, step up here and see what. I was like, what? It was so crazy. He was checking me over I was a used car. It was like making sure that like joints worked. And then all of a sudden I realized like, oh, I just met Bill Murray. And he was so kind of fun and crazy that like, I didn't even have time to be nervous. And
fantastic.
In my heart, I feel like he knows that I was probably in there like, panicking, and he just came in and like made it all okay.
So I just think that Melissa McCarthy is hilarious, and I just thought I would share that with you because I thought it was super funny. And I didn't mention it before, but Chris O'Dowd plays Oliver's teacher in the film St. Vincent, and I thought it was really funny because he was in Bridesmaids with Melissa McCarthy. And I was like, oh my God, because this movie was so hyped up because when I would see movies that I would review weeks back, we would see the preview of this movie like months ago. And so I obviously had to go see it. And I really, really, really enjoyed this film. I think you should all go see it. It's funny, and then it's kind of sad, and then it's funny, and then it's, like, emotional, but it's really, really good. Yeah, you should go see it. I really recommend it. My parents liked it as well, so it's a good film for all ages. So that was Movie Monday, and I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next week on Penguin Radio to hear what movie I decide to go see, synopsize, and review. So when we come back, I will start my next segment, True or False, but we will be right back after this short break from Harley D.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Could you spend a night in a hotel that left you tied up, covered in snakes and drenched in blood? It's a question that an amazing 24,000 people are eager to answer as they wait to try to spend one night in McCarney Manor in San Diego, California. The manor has the honor of being named the world's scariest hotel. Visitors travel between 4 terrifying locations and often find themselves trapped in cages, tied to chairs, and sprayed with blood. Visits to the manor are filmed so spectators can watch on global webcams as visitors try to attempt and survive up to 8 hours in the hotel. It is a challenge that so far no one has ever completed. Pennsylvania State Police say they're looking for a man pretending he's Pittsburgh's District Attorney, Stephen Zappala, to steal beer, pizza, and other goods. They say his story at one business involved telling embarrassed employees they hadn't given him all the products he purchased. Police say the fake Zappala drives a car that looks like an unmarked police vehicle and got away with $40 worth of pizza and a case of beer. felony charges are pending against 18-year-old Benjamin Hawkins after police discovered 500 pairs of stolen panties along with firearms in his bedroom. He was arrested last Tuesday, at which time cops found 5 pairs of underwear shoved down his pants. In Minnesota this past weekend, 24-year-old Riley Luis Swearingen pled guilty to disruptive intoxication. According to the criminal complaint, Mankato Department of Public Safety Police Sergeant Adam Gray was talking with a driver of a party bus in the city's entertainment district when he felt 2 fingertips that were obvious to him as wet with saliva being pushed into his right and left ear canals, which caused pressure and discomfort in his ear. The officer turned and saw a man later identified as the suspect. He is facing charges including assaulting a police officer with bodily fluids. A New York State man was sentenced to 2 years in jail after accidentally texting his probation officer a message seeking marijuana. Prosecutors said Alvin Cross Jr. of Albany sent his probation officer a text message reading, "You got some weed?" Authorities responded by raiding Cross's home and seizing a bag of cocaine. Cross pleaded guilty to cocaine possession Monday and was sentenced to 1 year in prison. An extra year was added to the sentence for violating his probation. I'm Harley D. signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You are still listening to Hollywood Soup with Dizzy D, and now I'm going to move on to my next segment, True or False. I'm going to be sharing some facts, some true and some are false. So here is the first one. Did Steve Jobs relieve stress by soaking his feet into the Apple company toilets? This is true. Steve Jobs was known to not have the best hygiene in the world, so he didn't wear deodorant or take regular showers. When he worked at Atari, before he made his way to Apple, he would be scheduled the night shift, so he would be around as few people as possible. He rarely wore shoes in business meetings, and he also would soak his feet in the toilets at Apple. That is disgusting. So I'm going to move right on to the next question. Did R&B singer Brandy kill someone in a car accident? This is actually also true. So in 2007, Brandy was driving on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles and crashed into someone who happened to be a mother of 2. She opened up to VH1's Behind the Music and said that it was a gloomy day and she was just driving home. She stated, "I was driving home and it happened. Regardless if it was my fault or if it was not my fault, I was involved in something that cost someone their life. Whoever's fault it was, I was in it." And then she went to say, "I would hear what people would say. And still to this day, they know that that's a button. They know that they can call me a murderer or call me someone who, killed someone. A murderer is someone who premeditates it. I didn't wake up that day to be involved in a fatal car crash. I didn't plan for that." And after an investigation of this accident, prosecutors found that there was no significant evidence to charge Brandy. So that's scary. I didn't know that happened, but yeah, I guess that's something that she still lives to this day, and yeah. But anyways, moving on to my next question. Did Jim Carrey drop out of school at age 15 and then worked at a McDonald's? This is false, but when actor Jim Carrey was 15 years old, he dropped out of school because his family was having a hard time and he felt that he had to work full-time to help support his family. And Jim Carrey stated, "My father was a musician who got a regular job to support his children. When he lost his job, that's when everything fell apart. We went from lower middle class to poor. We were living out of a van. I quit school at the age of 15 to begin working to help support my family as a janitor. I'd have a baseball bat on my janitor cart because I was so angry I just wanted to beat the heck out of something. And then Jim Carrey, he's never finished high school, but I mean, it seems to me like he's doing fine. So he working at McDonald's, but he actually worked as a janitor when he was 15 years old. So that's that. But anyways, moving on to a more funnier topic. Sorry, I'm getting all depressed on you, but does Megan Fox have toe thumbs? This is definitely true. So if you just search on Google Megan Fox thumbs or Megan Fox toe thumbs, it will pop right up. It's so funny because one of my best friends has toe thumbs too, and me and my other friends, we make fun of her all the time for it. And I remember the first time that she showed me, I was like, oh my God, you have toe thumbs. Like, that's so funny. I've never, you know, seen toes like, or thumbs like that before. And she's like, no, I have Megan Fox thumbs. But I mean, they're toe thumbs. Come on now. But one time Megan Fox talked about her toe thumbs on Jay Leno, and she shared a story of how she had a conversation with her mom. And when Megan Fox was pregnant at the time, and she was like, oh my God, I'm craving tuna. And then she's like, I can't eat tuna because you can't eat tuna when you're pregnant because of the mercury in it. And then I guess her mom goes, I had tuna every day when I was pregnant with you. And then Megan Fox was like, oh yeah, I was like wondering why like my thumbs are like this. Maybe that's because my mom ate tuna when she was pregnant with me. And then Jay Leno goes, well, I think it's great that a lot of guys are willing to overlook that, like her thumbs. I thought that was super funny. So anyways, I think that's super funny. So if you've never seen Megan Fox's toe thumbs, you should, you know, search it or something, because they're really weird. They're weird looking. But anyways, moving on. Was actress Leighton Meester born in prison? This is true. So Leighton Meester's mom was serving time in federal prison, that's what I meant, after being involved smuggling marijuana to the United States from Jamaica. And her mother was allowed to leave prison and live in a halfway house for 3 months after Leighton Meester's birth. But then her grandmother took care of her after that because her mom had to, you know, go back to prison. And Leighton Meester stated, it made me realize that you can't judge anyone, especially your parents, for what they've done in their past, because people change. I've noticed some people get very enthralled with people bashing. Sometimes people can't help themselves, but I find a way to back out and not talk about other people. So I think that's super cool. I love Leighton Meester. She was on Gossip Girl, and that's one of my favorite shows. And now you know where she was born, which is interesting. Don't know a lot of people, or I don't know a lot of people who were born in prison, but anyways, is Scarlett Johansson an only child? This is false. She actually has a total of 4 siblings? I think it might be 3. 3 or 4. And actually one is her twin. So her twin brother is named Hunter, and he is younger than her by 3 minutes. And he actually, fun fact, helped work on President Obama's presidential campaign and re-election. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know she was a twin. So now you know. But speaking of another celebrity who is a twin, is Ashton Kutcher's real name Ashton? This is false. So Ashton Kutcher's real name is Christopher. And he announced this while he was accepting an award at the Teen Choice Awards a few years back. And it was actually a really inspirational speech. I remember I was watching the Kids Choice Awards, or maybe I just saw the video or something, and I was like, oh my God, he is so freaking amazing. So he stated when he was accepting this award, he goes, I feel like a fraud. My name is actually not even Ashton. Ashton is my middle name. My first name is Chris. It always has been. I got it changed when I was like 19 and I became an actor, but there are really amazing things that I learned when I was Chris, and I wanted to share those things with you guys because I think it's helped me be here today. And like I said, it was such an awesome speech. If you can check it out on YouTube or something, you totally should. But just search, I don't know what you search, just Ashton Kutcher Teen Choice Awards, I don't know, name, I don't know. But anyways, so another quote he said that I would like to share with you is, the sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart and being thoughtful and being generous. Everything else is crap, I promise you. It's just crap that people try to sell to you to make you feel like less. So don't buy it. Be smart, be thoughtful, and be generous. So, I mean, that's your inspirational quote of the day by Ashton Kutcher. I think it was super cool, and I think he is an awesome guy. So, anyways, moving on to another awesome guy, I might say, was Leonardo DiCaprio, named after Leonardo da Vinci. This is true. Leonardo DiCaprio got his name because when his mother was pregnant with him, she went to Italy, and I've heard mixed things, like she went to go see the Mona Lisa or just a painting of a portrait of Leonardo da Vinci, and when she looked at it, her baby kicked for the first time, and that's why she named Leonardo DiCaprio Leonardo. So, fun fact of Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio for you. Moving on to my next question. Did Sean Connery wear a toupee in every James Bond movie? This is true. Sean Connery started losing his hair at the age of 21. So for all of the James Bond movies, he wore a toupee. That's pretty interesting. I didn't know. I actually haven't seen the James Bond movies. Maybe I'm just weird. Anyways, moving on to my last question. Does R&B singer and songwriter R. Kelly suffer from illiteracy? This is actually true. So he shared, R. Kelly shared, that he barely made it through grade school, and he stated, the only reason I graduated from grammar school is because I had a great jump shot. I went to high school and my teacher told me, you will be one of the greatest writers of all time. I believed. You have to believe it. You can't believe anything if you're hating. You can't achieve anything if you're hating. So there's another inspirational quote for you today. I hope you're very inspired for the rest of the day, for your Monday. So those are all my true or false stories I have for this week. After this short break, I will be moving on to my third segment, Tunes Talk. So I'm going to leave you with the song Trumpets by Jason Derulo. So stay tuned here on Penguin Radio.
Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And they playing for you, girl. And the trumpets, they go.
Trumpets, they go. remind me of a Coldplay song. Coldplay song. Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on? Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time that you get undressed, the trumpets, they go. A cappella on them. There you go.
Welcome back to Hollywood Soup on radio.dominican.edu. This is Dizzy D, and now I'm going to jump into my third segment, Tunes Talk. You just heard the song Trumpets by Jason Derulo. So this song is always playing on the radio, and I was trying to decide what song I was going to talk about today, and then I've obviously heard this song before because it's on the music charts, and it has been for a while, and it's always on the radio, and I think this song has a great melody and a good beat to it. But over this past week, I watched the music video for the first time and actually listened to the words of the song, and then I was like, this is kind of a weird song. I don't know, but if you don't know who Jason Derulo is, he is an American singer-songwriter who also dances as well. His music is described as pop and R&B with hip-hop beats. He has had many hit singles that you might have heard of, including the songs Talk Dirty, Riding Solo, Wiggle, and What You Say, which that's What You Say is such a good song. But anyways, before he started his own music career, he first started writing songs for artists including Cassie, Sean Kingston, and Diddy. And in 2009, Jason Derulo released his first single, What You Say. Like I said before, it's a great song. If you haven't heard it before, check it out. The acoustic version is really, really good. So, suggestion if you are interested in that. But if you haven't heard that song, it was actually number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 in November of 2009, and that is where it all started for him. But on April 15th, 2014, Jason Derulo released his fourth album, Talk Dirty, which is a reissue of his third album, Tattoos. And on the album Talk Dirty, some artists that are featured in some of his songs include 2 Chainz, Snoop Dogg, Tyga, Kid Ink, and his ex-fiancée, Jordan Sparks. And going into the song Trumpets, it was the fifth single released on the album Talk Dirty and was released on November 7th, 2013. So like I said before, without even really listening to the words of the song, I really like the beat and the melody of it. I think it gets you excited and you want to dance and like tap your foot to it because it's a really good beat and stuff. But I'm going to pull out a few lyrics from the beginning of the chorus for you. So the beginning of the chorus goes, "Every time that you get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head." Okay. So lyrically, I assume the song is along the lines of being sexually infatuated with someone, but it's composed in a way of relating his feelings to different instruments, including drums and trumpets, obviously. And then he also compares whoever he's infatuated with Coldplay and Katy Perry, which is kind of interesting as well. And also, yeah, I think it was just, maybe there was one other person, but those are just the two that came off of my head. But these, there are some lyrics that just sound kind of awkward and uncomfortable to me, but I'll let you be the judge of that the next time you listen to the song, if you catch these awkward, weird lyrics. But moving on to the music video, it's really dumb and funny at the same time. And Jason Derulo is basically in what looks like his bedroom, and when the music video starts, he's just lounging on his bed and the door opens and this half-naked girl walks through the door, is coming towards him and on his bed. And in the same shot, when you see her walking towards him, she's walking towards him, on the left-hand side, you can see a television and his music video for Talk Dirty is playing, which is kind of weird. Why would he be watching his own music video when he's just lounging, you know what I mean? And then when the music starts and he starts singing, the music starts and the shot switches to him and you can see him on his bed and a little puppy is sitting on his bed next to him. And then if you look closely, there's some pictures on his walls and they're actually pictures of, there's one in particular that's directly over his bed and it's of him with his shirt off, posing. Why would you have a picture of yourself without your shirt on? I think that's weird to have your own picture like that in your room. If it's maybe it's not his room, maybe it's the girl's room. I don't know, but whatever. Then the scene switches and, oh, wait, no, back up. So there's that. There's picture, just him. And then once the chorus starts, him and this girl are about to kiss. And it's at the part where the lyrics are, yeah, the drums, they swing low and the trumpets, they go. And then it goes, bum, ba, da, 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 that beat. And then right when that beat starts, this band of trumpet players show up in his room and start playing their trumpets like around the room and then on his bed. And it's kind of funny. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny. And then the scene switches to him with the same girl and they're in a car and they're just chilling in the car. And it's basically a repeat of what just happened. He's singing to the lyrics in the car to this girl. And then right when he gets the chorus and they're about to kiss again, the band of trumpets appear from like the back seat and like outside of the car and they're on top of the car, just everywhere in the scene. There's trumpet players. And then we switch scenes again and the same thing happens, but he's in a strip club. And that part was weird, but in some parts of the music video, he appears by himself singing to the words and dancing to the music in the video. And there was one outfit in particular that stood out to me. And he was actually wearing a black wife beater and the pants just killed me. He was wearing these black sparkly pants. And with a gold chain. And Jason Derulo has a really good sense of style. He's very hip, I would say, excluding the chains and the shoes. This outfit would be something that I would wear. And I just didn't really understand that. It caught me off guard and it surprised me. So I don't really know about that outfit for him. Maybe for me, I would wear it, but I don't know. I don't know. He could pull it off as best. I don't think he could pull it off as good as I could. Anyways, overall, I mean, I like this song if I just don't listen to the words, because if you if you literally pull up the words to the song on Google and look at the words, it's just weird. It's not a poetic song at all, I don't think. But I think it's a fun, upbeat song, but I think the words are just kind of weird, and it doesn't really, you know, get through to me on an emotional level at all. It doesn't make me relate to him, or, you know, like, it doesn't make me relate to him personally or emotionally, which is kind of disappointing, because last season he was on an episode of So You Think You Can Dance, and he was a guest judge, and he also performed, but I remember I was watching the episode with my dad, and we both mentioned how funny he was, and how he was such a good judge, and how we would like to see him again on the show. But I mean, I thought he was great on the show, and he had a really good and funny personality, and I just don't know if this song does it for me, but that's my opinion. I don't know. I really like Jordan Sparks, and they just broke up, so I don't know about that, but I mean, I can't hold him accountable for anything, but anyways, that's that. So that was my segment, Tunes Talk, and when we come back, I will go into my last segment, The Dirty Deeds, but we will be back after this short message by Harley D on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. Eva Lenfest of Maine made an almost life-ending mistake last week while driving. The 92-year-old woman mistakenly took a boat launch ramp for a road. Officials said that both the ramp and the surface of the water were covered in a layer of leaves, and Lenfest later said she had thought she was driving on the road. There was also heavy rain that morning, which further decreased visibility. Two men working in the harbor were able to get to the car in a rubber dinghy and pull Lenfest out. She was taken to the hospital, but is reportedly doing fine. A 37-pound house cat in Southern California has drawn national attention for his extreme size. The cat, aptly named Biggie, has been adopted by a Riverside cat hospital after its owners expressed that they could not afford the cat's high vet bills. The owner had initially brought the cat to the hospital after concerns the cat had not made a bowel movement. According to the hospital, Biggie is suffering from severe constipation that could require surgery. Veterinarians are planning to place Biggie on a weight reduction program. The hospital is asking for donations since Biggie's costs have gone up. To donate, visit GoFundMe.com/Biggie. 58-year-old Maria Montanez Colon was arrested this past week for abusing the 911 system in Florida. She allegedly called police with a bogus story that she had given her late husband's convertible to his son while she was drunk and she wanted the car back. When the officer arrived, she tried to have sex with him. Officer Justin DeVolt of the Punta Gorda Police Department arrived at the house and Martinez Colon allegedly fondled him. She allegedly grabbed the cop's arm and tried to rub her hands across his chest. So he told her that her behavior was inappropriate. She replied, "I know, I'm bad." The officer left, but returned a short time later with another officer when the suspect called 911 again. Martinez Colon was immediately booked into Charlotte County Jail. A 39-year-old woman in southwestern Michigan was arrested early Sunday morning at the Van Buren County Jail. She had apparently mistaken the jail parking lot for the Paw Paw Bar where she was picking up her boyfriend. The county police spotted the woman backing into the parking lot around 2 a.m. They smelled alcohol and noticed she appeared intoxicated. A breath test showed she was more than twice the legal limit. I'm Harley D signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
You are still listening to Hollywood Soup on Penguin Radio. This is Izzy D, and for my last segment of the day is The Dirty Deets, So the Dirty Deets is your source of entertainment gossip from all over Hollywood. So let's get started. Fashion designer Oscar De La Renta passed away at age 82 last Monday. He had a collection at New York Fashion Week for his spring 2015 line, and he recently created Amal Clooney's wedding dress. And I found a quote that he stated, and it says, "The only realities in life are that you are born and that you will die. We always think we are going to live forever. The dying aspect will never accept. The one thing about having this kind of warning is how you appreciate every single day." And I think that's so cool because he was 82 years old. He was still working really hard and he didn't want to retire. And I think that's great. And may he rest in peace. So moving on, 23-year-old Anthony Skinner, a Miley Cyrus superfan, snuck backstage after her show on Friday, October 17th, and he was actually dressed as a cleaner, and he snapped a selfie of him wearing a yellow neon vest to get past security, and he noticed that the cleaner's storage room was open while he was in the arena of the parking lot after the show, and he decided to go in, and he noticed a pair of boots and this vest, and he literally didn't plan this at all, and he stated, "My mindset was, see how far you can take this. I just started emptying bins, sweeping up the floor and stuff. I'm cleaning up for about 40 minutes to an hour. Not pretending to clean, actually cleaning." And as Miley Cyrus was leaving the arena, she was surrounded with security, and Skinner says, "I saw her and I froze. All I could get out was, hey. She looked at me, smiled, and just kept walking." So he literally was living my dream. I wish I could do something like that. There was no storage rooms open when I was, you know, when I went to her concert. I went to a Miley concert in February, and I didn't see any open doors to, you know, get me a good VIP cleaning spot, but lucky him. That is very cool. But anyways, moving on, Teen Wolf star Tyler Posey calls off engagement with his childhood girlfriend, Sienna Gorelick. The two have been together since they were in middle school, and Tyler Posey stated, "I couldn't really put it into words, and I was that young, but I always had this strong connection to her, and it's just been something I can't really explain other than I want to marry you and be with you forever." But now he stated that he's okay and he doesn't know how this will pan out in the future and if they'll remain friends in the future, but I'm sure Tyler Posey will not have any trouble in the love department. He is so cute, and he's super young. So anyways, moving on. Zelda Williams posted on Instagram Wednesday a picture of her new tattoo in tribute of her father, Robin Williams. And this tattoo is of a hummingbird on her hand that is next to Robin's birthday, which is also tattooed on her wrist. And Zelda posted and captioned, "For Popo, thank you to the incomparable Dr. Wu for so beautifully bringing my reminders to life. I'll always put my hands out to shake with a smile." And I was reading, and the reason that she chose a hummingbird was because I think during his funeral or memorial or something, they passed out wristbands to honor Robin Williams, and there was a hummingbird next to it. I'm not really sure what the direct significance or symbolism is, but she got a hummingbird tattooed on her hand for Robin Williams. So, next story I have for y'all today, some true feelings are coming out of rapper Tyga. He had a lot to say when he mentioned that he's trying to distance himself from YMCMB, which is Lil Wayne's record label, and he doesn't get a lot along with a couple of members there. So Tyga stated, "I don't really get along with Drake. I don't really get along with Nicki Minaj. I don't like Drake as a person. He's just fake to me. I like his music. You know what I'm saying? I think his music is good, but we're all different people. We were forced together, and it was kind of like we were forcing relationships together. It is what it is." So then he went on to say that he thinks being signed to Young Money, everybody felt like it was a forced relationship because Lil Wayne was putting them together. And at the end of the day, why he signed to Young Money was because of him and not because of Drake, not because of Nicki Minaj. It was just because of his relationship with Lil Wayne. And he was trying to be cool with everybody, but sometimes, you know, everybody has different personalities and motives and, you know, just different characters, different ways of living. And then he stated that when you realize that, you realize that's not a place where you want to continue to grow. So, I don't know. Yes, he's distancing himself, but he's doing what he needs to do. So, there's that. Now, moving on to Kim Kardashian. She celebrated her 34th birthday in Vegas this past week. Kim's husband, Kanye West, as well as some of her family and closest friends, took off in a jet plane on Thursday. And that wasn't the only birthday plans Kim had. Kanye surprised Kim at 3 a.m. on her birthday with their bags packed, ready to fly to Hawaii. And it's really funny because I was on Instagram last night watching the Giants game, obviously. Gotta watch the Giants game. We'll get to that a little later. But so watching the Giants game on Instagram during commercial or something, Kim posted a picture at AT&T Park at the World Series. And I was like, why are you there? Why are you there? And she was with Kanye. And she posted something like, haven't been here since I got proposed or something. I should be at the game, not Kim. Anyways. But speaking of the Kardashians, this Sunday, November 2nd, is the premiere of Courtney and Khloe Take the Hamptons, and I'm super excited to see that. Also, I just remembered my friend was saying that Kanye surprised Kim going to Hawaii for her birthday, but he was actually trying to rent out AT&T Park, apparently, and do something at AT&T Park, but obviously the World Series is happening. More important things are happening than Kim and Kanye right now, okay? But just had to share that with you because I thought that was funny that AT&T Park denied Kanye's request and they said no to Kanye because apparently few people say no to Kanye, but they did. But anyways, going on, I could talk about that forever, but going on. TLC cancels the hit show Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, a show about a pageant girl, Alana, and her family. And this news broke after reports were saying that her mother, Mama June Shannon, started dating a convicted child molester. And the TLC network stated, "Supporting the health and welfare of these remarkable children is our only priority. TLC is faithfully committed to the children's ongoing comfort and well-being." And then after that, there was a video of Mama Ju posting a video on Facebook, confirming that the show is canceled, and she thanks her fans and that she is not dating a convicted child molester. And then I saw a story that was saying that her other daughter confessed that this guy molested her or something. I don't know. I don't really watch the show. I know a lot of people do, and a lot of people are bummed about it. So I'm sorry about that. Sorry, y'all. Anyways, moving on. Aaron Paul, star of the hit show Breaking Bad, slams Toys R Us. He posted various tweets to the toy company because they pulled Breaking Bad action figures off the shelves. He posted, "Wait, so Toys R Us pulled all the Breaking Bad action figures from their shelves and still sell Barbies? I wonder what's more damaging." And then he asks, "And What about all those violent video games you sell at Toys R Us? Do you still sell those? And then he says, photo moms really messed it up for everyone because there's two petitions on change.org in supporting both sides because Susan Schrischer, I don't know her last name, sorry. She started this petition and she wrote, Toys R Us is well known around the world for their vast selection of toys for children of all ages. However, their decision to sell a Breaking Bad doll complete with a detachable sack of cash and a bag of meth alongside children's toys is a dangerous devastation from their family-friendly values. And then another petition is promoted by Aaron Paul, and it states, Toys R Us is well known around the world for their vast selection of toys for children of all ages, and we do mean all ages. That includes the adult collector market. It is not irresponsible to have these in the store. It is only irresponsible if they sell them to people they are not appropriate for. That's why I'm calling on Toys R Us to keep selling Breaking Bad action figures in their stores and on their website, as well as other mature toys lines. So I don't really know how I feel about this. I feel like I would have a different opinion if I was a mother, if I really liked the show Breaking Bad. I mean, okay, I started watching, I think, the first season because all of my friends love, love, love the show, and I just couldn't get into it. I don't know. I watched the first season and they're like, oh, it gets really good by season 3. I don't know. It just didn't really stick to me. Maybe I'll try watching it again. But I mean, I don't know how that could go on for like multiple seasons. You know what I mean? But I don't know. So I think I don't really have a view on this. They can battle it out themselves. But anyways, last but not least, since I have a couple minutes left, I wanted to talk about the Giants because holy Toledo, they won yesterday and on Saturday. I'm so confused on the days right now because my class got canceled today and I'm just kind of confused on what day it is today. But so, oh my God, on Saturday's game, it was freaking crazy. I thought they were losing 4-1 or 4-0. And I was like, oh brother, they have to get back. Got up. They won 11-4. Oh my God. Yeah, man. And then yesterday they won 5-0. Mad Bum is a boss, balling out. He pitched a complete game. He has the lowest ERA in postseason history now. What a stud. Honestly, he is such a stud. He's an athlete. And I just wanted to say for the viewers out there, or the listeners out there, you listener, that Joe Panic's birthday is on Thursday, October 30th, and he's turning 24, and I'm pretty sure that me and him are going to get married. So my name is going to be Dizzy D Panic. So that's that. And so they play on, they have today off. They go back to Kansas City today and they play on Tuesday. And if needed, they will play on Wednesday, but hopefully that is not needed. So tomorrow Jake Peavy takes the mound and we will see what happens, but I hope something good happens because I'm just waiting for it to happen so badly because the Giants are my squad. But anyways, that was the end of the Dirty Deeds, and I hope you all enjoyed this week's show. Tune in Monday at 3 to hear who will be going deep in the boiling water on Hollywood Soup with me, Dizzy D, on Penguin Radio. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter. My name on Twitter is @DizzyD_DU for updates. And I said this last week, but I've been lagging on Twitter. I'm not like really a tweeter or Twitter person, but I'm trying. I follow a lot of people and it takes me time to scroll through it. I've been so busy with school and stuff, but I'll try my best. But I hope you all have a good rest of your week and happy Halloween, everybody. Halloween is on Friday, and I hope you have a fun but safe weekend. And if you're traveling, have a safe trip. Have a great rest of your week. Happy Monday. And thank you so much for listening on Penguin Radio. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.